The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
WTBR, WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. Tariq Pinkston here, and you are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration. I hope you're having an absolutely beautiful day. I know I'm having an absolutely beautiful day. I had a great talk with a good friend of mine. Set my mind back on track. You know, there's things about those circles, man, those real good friends that don't try to talk you out of how you're feeling, but honor how you feel and give suggestions here and there and just support you, you know. It's such a beautiful feeling to have. Now, with that being said, I like to be vulnerable. I like to be transparent, by the way, wonderful people. You'll get a lot of that on this show or if you have a conversation with me out in public. But this show, by the way, was created for the souls that are feeling high, the souls that are feeling low, and everything in between, knowing that we are all enough right now and everything else is extra. Now, with that being said, wonderful people, this show, as you can see, it's on Monday, 4 p.m. It actually comes on Monday, every Monday from 4 p.m. to 4:30. And this is the schedule from here on out. And if anything changes, once again, best believe I will let you know. Now, for our first song, I feel like dancing. For this first song, I feel like celebrating. For this first song, I feel like having a good time. So I felt like playing a little bit of Bobby Brown, going way back with Every Little Step here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
WTB
BR. Wonderful people, we're going to keep this show going with a little more of another member in New Edition with Ralph Tresvant with Sensitivity here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
Give himself completely, you got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man, not any man, warm but sensitive. That's what I can give. You need a man, not any man, warm but sensitive. That's what I can give. You need a man, not any man, warm but sensitive. That's what I can give.
WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. You are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. I hope you're having an absolutely beautiful day. I hope you enjoyed the last two songs I played, you know, members of that New Edition group from Boston, Mass, to be exact, right? So with that being said, wonderful people, I just wanted to talk about, I was led by Spirit to talk about forgiveness and how important forgiveness is. I don't know who this message is for, but I've said this before. Forgiveness is such an important thing in regards to moving forward, you know, regards to evolving, things of that nature, right? See, the thing about forgiveness, right, is this is a term that I learned when I went to this workshop based on forgiveness. And he said, not forgiving is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, that sounds extreme, yes, but really that forgiveness is actually hurting you, or lack of forgiveness, excuse me, is actually hurting you, holding you back. How many circumstances have you, let's say, sabotaged yourself when it was time to move forward? You know, a situation might have been came forward and you misunderstood it in the moment because you were still holding on to the past and the things that you have encountered within your story, which is completely legit. I'm not here to say that that story is not and how you feel is not valid. But what I am saying is there is a such thing as a new day. There's a such thing as embracing new. There's a such thing as stepping into another version of you, allowing that flower to bloom, allowing those that sunshine or that shine that comes from your lighthouse to be seen a little brighter today. Now, if you're holding anything on your heart, and you haven't looked into it in a while, I would love for you to take the first step or the second step or the third step, however many steps you need to take. I need you to do the work to get to you, because the world needs you. The world loves you. It may not feel that way, but you arrived at this planet Earth for a reason. And there's not one mistake here. So with that, wonderful people, I don't know why I feel compelled to play this. Maybe someone needs to hear it. Where is it? I want to play Tupac. Dear Mama. Let me get this. Let's get this going, because this playlist is taking a while. There we go. All right. So here is Tupac's Dear Mama here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
You know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama.
And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you, sweet
and dear mama.
We're still keeping this show going with 30 minutes of inspiration. We're going to play some Kendrick Lamar off his new album, GNX. And this song is called Heart Part 6. Hopefully you enjoy.
Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsi's. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs, laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles, crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Was it my record deal, but still, I couldn't believe. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then me not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
A champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Ali, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana chicken riverboat special, sleeping next to O2 our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, "Dot, you won't be slept on. You the to bet on." Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts. Played Phil Jackson in my early practices. Strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained. Highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. Keys kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies. Some carrying debates of a top five. Burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job. Communicating feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping. The business, what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me. And now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick. I want to evolve. Place my skill set as a black exec. I jog. My memory knowing black hippie didn't work because of me. Creatively, I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top remember. remember Harlem sessions. We would strategize, then hit the streets, then come back, record three records. To tell the truth, it f***ed me up when D-Man passed. The motive was the condolences, but the pride crashed. I had to bypass old mythologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac.
Once again, that was Kendrick Lamar from the album GNX. That song was Heart Part 6. I really enjoy hearing when artists express themselves and just they're transparent. Transparency really speaks to me. Everyone who knows me from around the way knows that before he passed away and even after he passed away, but Tupac was always my favorite rapper, not only because he was a fellow Gemini, but he wasn't afraid to go there. You know, it's the type of music that feeds your soul, the type of transparency where you recognize the authentic human that exists behind the microphone, and you see those mistakes that he made, you see some of the contradictions, you just seen the honesty, the blatant honesty, and to know all that wisdom came out of somebody who was so young and passed away at the age of 25. By the way, wonderful people, you are now tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. Now, earlier today, I was talking about forgiveness, or before I played the last two songs, forgiveness. Now, when it comes to this thing, forgiveness, wonderful people, I told you, like, forgiveness, I didn't say this, but forgiveness isn't for the other person. I did kind of hint to this. Forgiveness is for you. I mentioned, don't you want to move forward with life? Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to sit and bask in the sun and allow yourself to take in the moment? Don't you want to let go of the paranoia? Don't you want to let go of trying to one-up somebody else? Don't you want to let go of trying to walk somebody else's path but walking your own? Forgiveness is key. Of course, a lot of bravery is involved as well. So, wonderful people, yeah, I'm no doctor, nothing like that. I just believe in something called healing. So get your therapy, wonderful people. Listen to that good person. Go to that person you know you can chat with. But just know they can't answer questions that are outside of their scope. So recognize who you may be going to. Another thing I wanted to say is, once again, you are oh so worthy. The song that I'm about to play is from T.I., brand new song from T.I., and it's called Thank God, here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
I know that I never would have made it. I don't think they gonna believe me. I know the devil really hated the day I let the spirit lead me. See, back then I was hungry. Satan found a way to feed me. I made changes for the best and for the people really needed me. See, sin made me feel ashamed. I pleaded the blood repeatedly. I got Jesus running through my veins. I can see no one defeating me. I was down bad with a lust habit, and on top of that I was a drug addict, headed nowhere in a rush at it. I needed you so much, daddy, and then I became vigilant. Nobody was around to witness it. You knew everything that I needed. Sovereign and omniscient. From the deathbed I was so close, so fitting. Oh man, I overdosed. Now standing here 2 years clean. Without you, I
never would make it.
Girl, with all my mess, that's the time I call. Knew I'd make a beat back then. Still love me without my flaw. Kept me every time I fall. Making sure I bounce back hard.
From dodging bullet when the shot sent to being star-studded in a drop bent.
Ain't no question, I'm so blessed. I show thank of my confess. My testimony got pressure on it. Did God work, I'm just a vessel, homie. How many times they said it's over for me? And they think you know they schooled over for me. If it was up to people, I'd be next to them. But God keep pushing that blessing button. Even when they lying passenger me, you just double down on how much you love me. Let them get the glory on my bed day. Cause without them, no, I never would've made it. It would prophesy somewhere in Revelation that I would never leave God's grace, and I'm thankful. Everything I am, I won't be any of. I had to thank you for it. From the line women to them prison sentences, so many shoot, I could have been finny. Bled beyond my intention. Wanna know the reason I've been winning? God been with me from the first beginning. Better know what people in the church are sinning. Certain of it, like I know the earth is spinning. Never would have made it without your forgiveness. Amen. Anybody ever overcame the odds? Did for you? You did? If you ever had it on you, and it passed right by you. You know what I'm talking about. You know that feeling. It's bad, you didn't it? You know where it came from, it wasn't cause of you. Come on now, you ain't that tough. You ever been counted out by everybody but God? Throw your hands up. They thought it was over for you, you had something to show.
Yeah. All right, wonderful people. We are nearing the end of the show. I know I had to cut that short. Sorry about that. I have a time. I have a schedule that I have to uphold, right? So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration. This show comes on every Monday from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This show is created for everybody and anybody that just want a positive message, want to feel uplifted. And please don't get caught up in the music. Don't get caught up in the messenger. Just know that the love is flowing through. The love is flowing through. So with that being said, wonderful people, one more thing I wanted to say, and I just feel led by spirit to say this. These things that I've said, and these things that I've been saying throughout the 10 plus years, that was never to be cool. It was never to be like someone else. It was never cool around my way to talk positive. It was never something that was applauded upon. But you know what? I take these words with me and I share these words because I'm a vessel, and we're all vessels in our own way. But one thing I can say is I might have gotten laughed at. I might have gotten ridiculed for wanting to uplift. I even heard people that want to listen to me because it was too positive. But one thing I want to say to you is these words, this heart, this genuine energy has taken me places, has led me to rooms that I never thought I'd be in. Maybe those rooms weren't for you at that moment in time. But if you recognize what I'm saying, your thoughts, how you maneuver, the choices you make depict your future. Now, it's not always going to be fun. Don't get me wrong. You could make all the right choices and be wondering what's going on here. You know, but I really want to move faster. Like, you know, God, what is this? What is this plan? What's the plan? But I tell you what, there's something about a thing called faith. Faith. Faith is a feeling that it's something that you can't see, but it's something that you feel deep within your chest, deeper within your heart. So wonderful people, please don't give up. I'm volunteering here, wonderful people, to share my heart with you. I want to inspire the next generation to do the same. That's with many of the things that I've done. Every platform was to just share me. And yes, my ego's involved. Yes, I give myself a pat on the back for showing up. I love motivating. I love sharing kind words. And I don't believe I'm ever going to stop. Best believe, sometimes the truth is going to cut, but it's coming from a loving place, right? So with that being said, wonderful people, this is the end of the show. And you know, I always play something a little different at the end of the show than what I've played throughout, just to expand your horizon. So this might be something that you probably didn't expect me to listen to, but if you've been listening to the show, you'd expect it a little more. Now, this is the Bee Gees, right? The Bee Gees with How Deep Is Your Love, here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration. I'll see you next week. Again, Mondays from 4 to 4:30 p.m. Much love. We are all enough.
Know that. ocean letters.